Hi there, you are listening to Adept English, and this is a Listen and Learn podcast. My name is Hilary, and I created this Listen and Learn method to help you speak English fluently. Every week, we give you two English lessons in the form of podcasts. So listen to Adept English. You'll be on your way to speaking fluent English in no time. Hi, and welcome to Adept English. Sometimes it's the little words, the simple expressions, which seem difficult to understand in English sentences. With idioms and expressions, you often find that you know all of the little words in the phrase, but it still doesn't make sense. And sometimes there are words that aren't that common, that you haven't come across before. What about these expressions? To and fro, backwards and forwards, up and down, round and round, side to side. Let's have a look at these today. But before we go any further, if you like what we're doing at Adept English, but you find the podcast too difficult to understand, then I recommend that you give your English a boost with our 500 Most Common Words course. As far as I know, this course is unique in that it's a listening course of spoken English material which uses only the 500 most common words in English. It gives you practice at basic English vocabulary, listening to perfectly spoken English. And there's certainly quite a lot of challenge, a lot to learn in these common words in basic English. Spoken English is much easier if you're confident using the frequently used words. And if you do the course and then listen to the podcasts, there'll be fewer words that you don't understand on first listen. So that's available today on our website, of course, at adeptenglish.com. Okay, so back to our list of words. Apart from the first phrase, to and fro, all of the words are common English words. The word fro, F-R-O, as in to and fro, I don't think it's used in any other context than this saying. To an English speaker, the meaning of these phrases is really obvious, but I'm not sure that's true if you're learning English. What's similar about these expressions also is that we use them in spoken English particularly to describe motion or to describe someone's process of moving around. But they can also be used to describe more abstract processes too. So you might hear English sentences like, I've been up and down the high street all afternoon trying to find a pair of shoes. Or we've been backwards and forwards in our discussion, but we haven't yet arrived at a decision. Or it's going round and round in my head. I can't stop thinking about it. So when they're used in simple English sentences, these sorts of phrases are about actual physical motion. So up and down the high street. A high street, it's an expression for the main street in many British towns and villages. Sometimes it's even called High Street. It's the centre of town. It's where the main shops are. And although it may be all level rather than on a hill, we still might say, I've been up and down the High Street, to show the process of going one way and then the other along the street. It's a repeated movement. We might also say something like, I've been up and down the stairs all afternoon. Such a phrase suggests that you've gone up and come down and gone up again many times. Another meaning here, if someone says, oh, he's been up and down, this can mean he's been happy, then sad, then perhaps happy again. Or we might use this phrase if someone's ill, he's been improving, then getting worse again, and then improving again. So these sorts of phrases can be used in a number of ways. And these are all commonly spoken phrases, much more used in spoken than in written English. So they're very useful for English sentences you can use in conversation. More sentences in English, especially spoken English. If you hear someone say, I've driven round and round the car park, but I couldn't find a space. And the suggestion is that they've driven in a circular motion, repeating their path. They've had to circle around. But in the example I gave you above, it's going round and round in my head. I can't stop thinking about it. Round and round can be used about something like an idea or a problem. So again, the sense of circular motion, you keep coming back the same way, along the same path in your thoughts, round and round. With backwards and forwards, there's a suggestion here of a motion which goes forwards and then goes backwards, and it repeats. So, English sentence examples again. You could say, my husband and I drive the same car, and we are always moving the driver's seat backwards and forwards. That would be a very literal use of the phrase. But if you're selling your house, you might say, ugh, we've been backwards and forwards with the purchaser, trying to agree a price. The purchaser is the person buying the house here. So backwards and forwards has the sense of a conversation here about how much the house will be sold for. So one side puts forward an offer and the other side responds. Backwards and forwards. Another way of saying this would be back and forth. It means pretty much the same thing as backwards and forwards. What about to and fro? So that's spelled F-R-O. It really has much the same meaning as backwards and forwards. If you think about a tennis match, imagine people watching a match at Wimbledon, on centre court perhaps, and your images of people watching the tennis match, and of course their eyes and their heads move to and fro as they follow the ball. So to and fro means from one side to the other, and then moving back again. And in conversation, people might say, oh, there was a lot of to and fro, or even, there was a lot of to-ing and fro-ing, as though it's a verb. This is so much something that we say rather than something that we write down in English. I had to look up how to spell that even. So keep that image of the tennis match in your head to explain to and fro. But also it may describe a motion over a longer period of time. For example, someone talking about their doctor's surgery might say, oh, I've been to and fro and they still don't know what's wrong with me. So to and fro is another way of saying back and forth. Side to side is the last phrase for today. And if you know the word side, you probably get the idea. If something is moving or going from side to side, then it's moving from left to right and back again. There's a tree at the end of my neighbour's garden, and this is the neighbour who lives in the house at the back of ours. Neighbour is spelled N-E-I-G-H-B-O-U-R, and it means the people in the house next to ours, the people next door. Well, there's a tree in our neighbour's garden, which is quite big, but dead. And when there's a strong wind, it sways to and fro, back and forth, side to side in the wind. We're just waiting for it to fall down. Not very safe, really, but a good example, and again, a good image for you to hold in your head of side to side. So little words, but confusing words, I think, if you're learning English. For your English language learning, have a picture in your head for building vocabulary piece by piece. It's very cumulative vocabulary learning. It builds up, it mounts up over time so that you understand more English sentences. And you can also say much more in English too. So keep listening to Adept English to build your vocabulary and learn simple English sentences for daily use. Simple English sentences for every day. Enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. That's the end of this podcast. Don't forget to visit our website for other podcasts, interesting articles and transcripts. That's the written version of this podcast in PDF format. You can sign up for our free 7-day course. And if you're really serious about learning English, Course 1 is ready for you to buy and download. Adept English, helping you become fluent in English.